His friends, we are continuing the previous shiur. We saw the Kash and the Rambam. On one hand, the Rambam says that if a woman was Mizane and she claims that a certain man is the father, the brother-in-law of this man still has to do chalitza, because we're not sure that the baby that she had, this woman had, really came from this man. Just like she was Mizana with him, so she was Mizana with others. So who knows who the baby, who's the father of the baby? So she has to do chalitza. We don't trust that he's really the father. And the self-same Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumas that if Yisraelis was impregnated by a Kohen Biznus, she can eat Truma. And even though it's a Suffolk, because maybe she was impregnated by another man, the Vlad is Becheskas Zeshebola. We know he had beer with her, so the Vlad is Becheskasa. So which one is it? We see in the first Rambam that we don't trust that the Vlad belongs to this man. Maybe it was from another man. So this man's wife, Mazdu Chalitza, if they died childless, because we don't really know when he had beer with this other woman, if he was the father. Whereas when it comes to Yisraelis that became pregnant by a Kohen Biznus, she eats Truma, even though maybe she was with another man. No, we trust that he's the father. So which one is it? So the Avi Milum said, that's really not a stira. That in, when it comes to your own din, like eating Truma, we believe you. So we believe the woman when it comes to her own din. When it comes to someone else's din, we don't believe her. And therefore, when it comes to this man's wife doing Yibum, we don't believe this woman that he's the father. But then we said that that's not really necessarily true, because when it comes to eating truma, it's not only your din, there's also a problem of chilul ha-truma. You're mechalul ha-truma when you eat it if you weren't really supposed to eat it. The din of the gavra that is zar is not allowed to eat truma, the din of the cheftza, that the cheftza of the truma is not allowed to be mischalul. So we discussed that in the previous shir. And now we are going to try to be mekayim the teretz of the Avnei Miluim based on the answer of Moreinu Rabbeinu. The Mishnah later on, in Chof Gimel Amid Beis, we see that it's enough if you have one aid who's a Kohen to be machil b'truma. One aid says he's a Kohen, that's enough to feed somebody truma. The Ran brings Shitsa Rambam. The Rechav is only good enough, one aid is only good enough to be machil truma d'rabbonon. But truma d'raisa, we need two aidim. The Ran is masig on the Rambam. The Vaday ve'ed echad is enough, because aid echad ne'aman be'isurim. Because one aid is believed when it comes to isurim, and memela when it comes to truma d'oraisa, we can even believe the one aid that this person is a kohen. Yehoshua and Ksubis writes that Kohanim are only a mute, so it's Eid Echad Keneged HaRov. That's why you can't normally you trust Eid Echad, but here the Eid Echad is against the Rov, because it's only a mute of Kohanim. However, this Teretz doesn't work according to what the Shemaitze says in Shemaitze Vav Perek Zayin, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Jewish V'chiddush Yid Gimel Amid Beis, that if you have a Ruba de Issa Kamon, an Eid Echad is Naaman, a Filba Makom Rov. So here's a Ruba de Issa Kamon, of Rov Yisraelim, so Memela, Eid Echad is Naaman, a Filba Makom Rov. Even B'makom, the Rov is against you, you can still believe Eid Echad. See here also, even though Kohanim are only a mute, and this Eid Echad says that this person's a Kohen, you have a Ruba Disa Kamon, Eid Echad's name on a field of Makom Rov. So that Teretz won't fly. Ein Chasim Sofer Beven Ezer, Chelek Aleph Simin Beis. So we want to explain the sheet of the Rambam. And that is that this Eidus, the ha'idoi shehu koyen, afilu shanafka mina ha'yotzis mimenu la'atir alecho b'truma. Lo habe el esurin ba'alma, when you're being made that he's a koyen, even though the nafkamina that comes out from this to be matrim to eat truma is only isurim, nevertheless, right, the isurim of a koyen, nevertheless, the etzem ha'edus is klapi the gaber that he's a koyen. So therefore, you can apply the pasuk lo yakum eid echod be'ish shekol hagada shehi be'ish lahoid al mahusoy ve'etzem dino. When you're testifying about a person, about his essence, about who he is, about what his dinim are, so that requires two. Yisod lezem midivrei ha-sifri, this was explained in the great Sefer Shari Chaim in Simen Yud and Gittin. So therefore, when it comes to Truma D'oraisa, we require two Eidim, because yes, the nafkamina that emerges is only only going to relate to a surim, but the etzem ha'edus is klapi the gavra that he's a kohen, and klapi the gavra, klapi the mensch, you need two edim, lo yakum eid echod be'ish, eid echod doesn't work for an ish, you need two edim, kol ha'godesh hi be'ish, lo hayra mahusev, etzem dino, tzorach shayim. מעכשיו אפשר לקיים את תירוצו של אמני מילואים שלפי האמור נמצא שרק משום שהוא נידון כלפי הגברה אם הוא כהן או לא אין לו תורת איסורים and based on what we said it emerges that only because we're discussing the gavra if he's a kohen or not you require two. You can't just say Eirachad Naman Bisur. We require two. Kishar HaGod HaBish. Mitzad the nidon of the chefza mitaras din shimur, it's like other asurim, and their eid echad is effective. So when you're talking about the gavra, you need two. When you're talking about the chefza mitaras din shimur, one is enough, because that's like taras asurim. It's like other asurim that one's enough. So the avnei milum is correct. That when she says the person who was with me was a kohen, she's believed. Because even though klapi the din cheftza bari isn't enough, as we explained in the previous shiur, bari is only enough the gabe yourself. But now the gabe is something or someone else. So here the problem is that saying he's a kohen, if we believe that her when she says he's a kohen, that a kohen impregnated her, then she's going to be mechalel. She's going to violate the kedusha of the truma, so therefore she shouldn't be believed. But as far as that's concerned, she can say that he's a kohen mitaras eid echad neman bisurim. But there's another issue here. The other issue besides being mechalo l'cheftza, and we believe her mitzad eid echad neman bisurim, the shorash hanidon is what's the status of the person? Is he a kohen or not? And there, we require, there, bari's not enough. When it comes to a surim, we can believe her. Erecha neman visurim. When it comes to the gavra, whether or not he's a kohen, that's the shorish ha-safik here, you require two. And her amira mitara seir echa doesn't help. And that's why the Avnei Milum had to come on to the din bari. Klape the nidon on the gavra. Since it's her nidon, she is the issue, Her bari helps. Mitara is the bari of the Baal Din. So it emerges that her amira, that she was impregnated by a kohen, is effective because we're mitzaref two issues. Mitara is edus and mitara is bari. Klapi anidon she'ala she'abas achilas truma. Erecha doesn't help. There you have the din bari. She says, I'm bitaras achilas truma. That, for that, bari is enough. Klapi the nidon of the cheftza, the midin shimur, you need to guard the truma that it shouldn't be eaten by a zar, there bari doesn't help. But there, what she says, bitaras erecha, helps. So it's beautiful. So that's the teretz of the Avnei Milu, and why we trust her to eat truma. We had asked, "Aye, what about being mechal of the truma?" So the answer is that's not a problem because she's erechad erechad nami bisurim. So the shaila of the isur truma is not a shaila because she solves it by the erechad saying that it's mutter for to eat the truma. She's not going to be mechal of the truma. Now what about the nidon of the gavra? Is he a kohen or is he not a kohen? Since that's no get to her. Was she impregnated by a kohen or not? So she's believed at Taras Baal Din when she says Bari. When she says Bari, she's a Baal Az Din. It's her issue now. Is she allowed to eat the truma or not? And we say that the Bari is believed about himself. A Bari is not believed about other people or other things, but he's believed about himself. So she can be believed to say he's a kohen. Now, what about being Mechal Truma? That's also not a problem. So you're right, that's not her, but there she's believed B'Taras Eid Echad. Naman B'Surim. Just like the Rambam holds that Erechad is only believed in Truma Derabbanan, and not Truma Deraisa. Why? Because we explained the Rambam, that this Eidus that he's a Kohen, the Nafkamina is Linyan the Truma, which is a Surma. The Etzem Eidus is a copy of the Gavra, who's a Kohen. Therefore, we can apply the pasuk "Loikem Erecha Beish." Kol Agadashi Beish requires two, but here, where we're dealing with the ish, really it's the isha. Is she allowed to eat shurma? We're not being done his status here. Is as far as he's concerned, we're being done his status as far as she's concerned. So she can say a bari. Oh, you want to eat shurma? You have a bari, so we believe you as the Baal Az Din that you can eat. That he's really a kohen. And what about as far as the truma is concerned? What about as far as the being machal of the truma is concerned? Like we said, that there we say erechad neman bisurim. So there's b'taras edus, and by the bari she's believed b'taras nemanus is a baal din, and therefore when it comes to truma saying that he's a kohen, that a kohen impregnated me is enough. Whereas when it comes to yibum, there saying that I was with this guy and he got me pregnant, and therefore he doesn't have to do yibum. There we don't believe her, because there her edus is not nogea to herself. It's nogea to this man's wife. And Mimela, her bari, is not enough for us. So that would be a kiyum of the teretz of the Avnei Milu and to Mechalek between Truma, where it's nogea to the person himself, the Baal Din, and therefore she's believed. And we just added on that even as far as the Chilul Truma goes, we solve that problem as well. And Chalitza, which is nogea to someone else, where the woman is not believed. Very beautiful. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we should be Zarcha Lachzor, Lushan's Karagzeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.